Greetings to shortwave listeners around the world, no matter where you may be. You are tuned to the Australian DX Report, coming to you from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. This is Bob Padula on behalf of the Electronic DX Press Radio Monitoring Association with another roundup of shortwave station news concerning world broadcasting. And a reminder that all times, days and dates in our programs are in UTC.
Beginning our program this time, we have our usual report concerning solar activity provided by the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia. The IPS reports that solar activity has now taken a tumble. It's the lowest over several weeks. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 125, that's 125, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to 78. And those figures are expected to reduce even further in the immediate future. So that means that high frequency propagation on long distance multi-hop paths on darkness or semi-darkness routes on frequencies above about 14 megahertz will not be very reliable, but frequencies above about 14 megahertz on daylight paths will be satisfactory. We're currently moving through the tail end or the plateau of sunspot cycle 24. It was thought that the peak of this cycle would occur in November, that's this coming November 2014, and it is unclear as to whether that is happening or whether that will happen in the time frame specified. We'll keep you posted. Now, we have some shortwave station news concerning international broadcasting operations. First of all, main news this week is the announcement by the Spanish Foreign Radio, that's Radio Exterior de España, that all shortwave transmissions will be closed down permanently effective October the 1st. That's October the 1st. This year, 2014. The station is indicating that the decision has been based on financial issues, and it's asking listeners to use the internet-based streaming audio from the station in future if people have access to computer. So, unfortunately, Radio Exterior de España is planned to close down. It's been in operation for a great many years and it's been a favourite listening target for listeners around the world. So that's the information from the Spanish Foreign Radio. Now, frequency change for Radio Liberty. That's the IBB station broadcasting in Russian to Eastern Europe. 0300 to 0700, a new frequency of 6105 from Lampetheim. That's the Germany relay station. And that frequency replaces 9635. Now, some frequency changes for the Voice of America. The Kurdish program. 1700 to 1800, 7215 from Biblis in Germany. That replaces 7365. Arabic service, 1900 to 1930 on 9590 from Sao Tome relay station in Africa. Arabic to Sudan, that's Radio Darfur. That frequency replaces 9600. And 1900 to 2000, new frequencies for the Voice of America for its Kurdish services. 6170 from Biblis in Germany, 7220 from Lampetheim in Germany, and 9470 from Lampetheim also in Germany. And 1900 to 2100, new frequency 7470 for Korean from the Voice of America to East Asia from Philippines. That replaces 5915. Now, Radio Free Asia, another broadcasting service operated by the IBB in the USA, the station makes frequency adjustments each day for many of its transmissions. One of these is for the program in Cantonese between 22 and 2300. The station uses a different frequency each day for this broadcast, and the frequencies currently operating replace 15120, and they are 15260, 15270, 15280, 15290, 15300, 15380, and 15390. So that those frequency movements for the Radio Free Asia services are intended to reduce the effects of harmful interference on the main frequency. Now, some notes of monitoring made here in Melbourne recently. We're moving through our early spring season now, and sunrise here in Melbourne is around about 1900, that's UTC time, 5 a.m. So quite good signals at that time recently in the 25 metre band, and this is a summary of signals I heard recently. 11510, a very strong signal from Radio Dengue, Kurdistan in Kurdish, broadcasting from Issoudun in France. 11635, the voice of Korea from Pyongyang, broadcasting in French. 11670, All India Radio in English. 11680, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Hausa. 11705, the BBC via the Yerevan Armenia relay station, broadcasting to Africa in the Kurunda language. 11735, Radio Zanzibar, broadcasting its domestic service. 11810, the BBC from the Ascension Island relay with English. And the Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service, various frequencies in the 25 metre band, 11820, 11915 and 11930, all in Arabic. And 11840, Adventist World Radio from Mayerton in South Africa, broadcasting in English. And 11865, the Voice of America using the Santa Maria di Galleria relay station in the Vatican, with programs in African languages. 11905, the Voice of America from Kuwait, broadcasting in Amharic. And 11910, the Voice of Korea, broadcasting in French. Another frequency for All India Radio was 11935 in English, and these are all 1830 to 1900. And 11955, another channel for Adventist World Radio from Moosbrunn in Austria, a relay station there in Arabic. And 11975, Radio Romania International in Romanian. And 11985, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, another frequency in Albanian. And 12005, the Voice of America, broadcasting from Issoudun in France, with the Amharic program. It's also heard on 12080 from Issoudun in parallel. And 12045, Deutsche Welle from Kigali in Rwanda with its programs in Hausa. And 12095, an old-time BBC frequency still in use after many years. This is from the Dabaya relay station in the UAE in Arabic. And 12120, the Philippines Broadcasting Service from the Philippines relay station in Tagalog on 12120. And on 12140, the Voice of America from the Arana Rila relay station in Sri Lanka broadcasting in Arabic. So quite a lot of activity and action in the 25 metre band, as noted here in Melbourne recently, between 1830 and 1900.
And that's all on our program this time. So this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening. Thanks for being with us. Good DX, and goodbye for now. See you soon. Tomorrow.